Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends Thursday evening. Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm Cheryl Fritz, going out on the phone now to Ray Holman, who is the legislative liaison with UAW 6000. Good evening, Ray. How are you?
Doing great, Cheryl.
I thought maybe we were done with this issue for a while, but a report came out today that the State Court of Appeals has said Michigan, the state employees, the Michigan Court of Appeals has ruled that the state can continue to withhold 3% of the salary of state employees for retiree health care as the court continues to review the case. This has gone back and forth and back and forth, hasn't it?
Yeah, this is part of a retirement package that was passed back in September of 2010, was Senate Bill 1226. And part of that plan mandated that all active or remaining state employees would be forced to contribute 3% of their salary towards a future retiree health care. But the problem with it was this trust had no guarantees it would be around for future state employees or future retirees. And, of course, we filed, the UAW Local 6000, along with some other state employee unions, filed a lawsuit saying, you know, it's really just a slick way to cut our pay. And Judge Collette in Ingham County 30th Circuit Court validated our arguments, and we won the first round. But then the state, through the Attorney General's office, filed an appeal. And during that process, it was determined that the money that was being deducted would be held in an escrow account pending the final resolution with the courts. And what happened back on March 18th was the Court of Appeals indicated that the state could continue to withdraw that money from state employees' pay every 2 weeks, and it would continue to be put into that escrow account pending the final decision by the courts. And we're anticipating it will end up with the Michigan Supreme Court.
Well, and it looks like it almost has to go that way. The other piece of the puzzle was the Civil Service Commission was in the middle of this process as well and agreed in saying that the state did not have the right to pull this money out.
Yeah, that's correct. And part of the argument that was made is that the move to take the money away from us, the UAW Local 6000, and really all state employees, violated the state constitution. Because in Michigan, the Civil Service Commission has sole authority over wages and benefits of state employees. In fact, when we negotiate our contract with the Office of State Employer, it's approved ultimately by the Civil Service Commission. So in essence, what happened again, back in September, was the legislature passed this bill for state employees that took away 3% of their pay, and this was never approved by the civil service. So, in essence, they violated the state constitution.
This issue continues to be confusing, going back and forth. What are you hearing from your members? It was taken out. It's been taken out, so they weren't in your view not getting a full paycheck, and it's going to continue to be taken out. Then, correct?
Yeah. What's going to happen is nothing's going to change. I mean, The bill was passed, and every 2 weeks, 3% of state employees' pay is going to be taken out and put into this escrow. So the state will not have access to this money, and state employees will continue to see this pay removed from their paycheck. And, we believe the state employees deserve to have their full paycheck every 2 weeks. We believe that, you know, any type of concessions or any type of problems the state has in terms of balancing the budget needs to be handled at the bargaining table. And Cheryl, you know, that was the problem. You know, this should have been resolved at the bargaining table legally, but in essence what you have is what you described, kind of a confusing mess. But the bottom line is, for state employees, they are unfortunately going to continue to see that 3% removed from their pay. But we're hoping, and we are confident actually, that ultimately we're going to win this court case, because we think the issues are pretty clear. Judge Collette has already validated argument, and we're hoping that ultimately all that money will return to all state employees.
And this is a lot of money that we're talking about. It amounts to about $60 million a year.
You know, that's correct. So all this money is adding up, and you're right, it's about $60 million a year. So it is a big chunk of change, and again, that's why these issues really should be handled at the bargaining table, so everybody's up, knows what's going on, and it's in out for everybody to see. And then ultimately, if state employees have to make concessions, everybody gets to vote on that and to ratify their agreement, and that way there's no questions asked. And unfortunately, what happened is we had this sort of bizarre, controversial retirement package, and kind of led to this mess that we're in. But again, we feel like we have a good chance of winning this court case, and we're hopeful that, again, all state employees, not just the UAW Local 6000 members, but everybody is going to get their payback eventually.
Yeah, because as you said, in addition to the union employees, there were another about 13,000 non-union state employees that joined the similar ruling in February.
Well, yes, and I can only speak for the UAW Local 6000, but you're right. In essence, everybody, unfortunately, who works for the state of Michigan is forced to contribute, you know, to this trust that is probably, you know, is really, again, it's just a slick way of cutting state employees' pay.
What happens to this money that's being held in escrow at the when it is finally resolved, if presumably it goes to the Supreme Court and the decision is made that they get it back? Is it then returned to those employees?
Yes. We're hopeful that when we ultimately win this court case, that it will be returned to employees with interest. And hopefully it's going to be sooner than later. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I would anticipate that it's going to land with the Michigan Supreme Court. We're being told they're going to fast-track this, and I hope that they do.
Another report that I saw today, Ray, says that the UAW membership grew 6% in 2000, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. Is that number a surprise to you, or were you expecting numbers going up like that?
Well, you know, fortunately, you know, we're seeing the big three rebound a little bit and the economy stabilize here in Michigan, and they are hiring more, Ford, Chrysler, and GM. So that's great news, especially for us that live in mid-Michigan, and we were happy to see that. And we believe that everybody deserves to have a collective voice at work and have dignity on the job. And so, of course, we'd like to see those numbers grow even more, but it is encouraging, yes.
And currently in the state, what are some of the other issues that you are working on, things that you are keeping an eye on?
Well, the big thing, Cheryl, coming up will be this $180 million that Governor Snyder has asked for an additional concessions from state employees. And you know what? That equates to about $4,000 per employee. And, you know, the average public employee around the nation makes approximately $44,000 a year. And it's a myth that state employees have lavish payer Cadillac benefits. So, you know, that's a big chunk of change to take out of our pockets. And, of course, here in mid-Michigan, you know, we have approximately 14,000 state employees, so that will really affect our economy if we lose that much purchasing power. So we're going to be sitting down at the table with Governor Snyder. He has indicated he wants to handle this at the table, but what we're going to be reminding people is we've already given up $750 million in concessions since 2003. And in fact, Cheryl, since 2001, we've lost 11,000 positions. And so, you know, we have stepped up and done our part to help the state balance its books year after year.
When is a new contract up for a negotiation?
Well, our contract will expire December 31st, 2011, and we actually expect to be called back to the bargaining table any day now. So that is actually going to be the next big thing that's going to be coming for state employees. We'll be sitting down with Jan Winter. She's the Director of Office of State Employer, and then hammering out a new contract. And our contract, again, expires at the end of this year, December 31st.
But the work on that will, on the next one, it will begin shortly.
Correct.
Very good. Well, Ray, thank you as always for keeping us up to date with what's going on with the UAW. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Have a good night. We've been speaking with Ray Holman, who is legislative liaison with UAW 6000. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.